From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. She's British, she's been nominated for dozens of awards, and she's barely 23, and no, it's not Adele. It's folk sensation Laura Marling, who stops by for a couple of songs and talks about her amazing new album. Also, Adrian Quesada has a new transatlantic psychedelic partnership, and we've got the scoop. We'll also round up a ton of new Austin releases, everything from garage rock to R&B. Later on, a performance from backstage at Fun 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 Fest 2013, Norwegian pop royalty in Studio 1A, the week's music news and Texas music history, and a pair of bands, Call It Quits, we'll remember both with live performances. All that and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, we're heading all over the map. We've got live performances that we captured in, well, of course, Studio 1A, but also the Cactus Cafe, backstage at Fun 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 Fest 2013, and we're going to take you downtown to the Four Seasons. Also, the critically acclaimed Laura Marling stops by for a couple songs and talks about her latest album, and we'll tip our cap to two bands that called it quits this week. But first, some new music. Okay, here's the Electric Peanut Butter Company, and it's not some bubblegum band from the 60s. You may not know the group's name, but you know Austin's Adrian Quesada from Grupo Fantasma, Brownout, Akote Soul Sounds, and Echocentrics. This is a collaboration between Adrian and London's Sean Lee, who's worked with the likes of Jeff Buckley and the Dust Brothers. The album is Transatlantic Psych Classics Volume 2. We don't know if there is a Volume 1 coming, and the song is called The Rain.
Wow, it's really coming down out there, man. It's raining cats and dogs. Oh, man, I left the windows down in the convertible.
Yeah.
Something brand spanking new on the Austin Music Experience, the Electric Peanut Butter Company, and the song The Rain from their debut Transatlantic Psych Classics Volume 2. Kind of like the Traveling Wilburys. They had Volume 1 and then Volume 3. It's Adrian Quesada from Austin and London's Sean Lee. These guys met in Austin during South by Southwest 2010. They both love psychedelic soul music, and they started this collaboration via email. We're going to keep it a little trippy right now with a group called Telenovela, a new Austin band featuring former members of Voxtrot, Bel Air, and Agent Ribbons. Their album comes out next year. This is the flip side to their first single, Telenovela with No Excalibur, the Austin Music Experience.
Silence. If you know her, then you understand There's no way that I'm letting her go. She loves so deep, I get lost in it. But a woman's scorn is a scary maze. Yes, I got the love blues. The one that picks you up so high knows how to bring you down. Yes, I got, oh, I got the love blues. Why do I feel so good? Favors given me a lot of help. Says that I'm too nice and I love chip thrills. I don't know what I'm gonna do, 'cause I love her so and it makes me blue. Yes, I got the love blues.
On the Austin Music Experience, that's a gentleman named Kalu James, who was born in Nigeria. He lived in New York for a while, and now he lives right here in Austin. As a matter of fact, 5 or 6 months ago, it was declared Kalu James Day by Mayor Lee Leffingwell here. His new album is called The Offering, Flesh, and from Kalu James, Love Blues. Also from Austin, a new band featuring members of Voxtrot, Bel Air, and Agent Ribbons. They're called Telenovela. And we heard No Excalibur. We don't have an album yet from Telenovela. We have a single. That's the B-side. Their full length comes out next year. We continue with the title track to Patricia Vaughn's new album, which is called Rattle My Cage. And on it, she co-writes songs with Alejandro Escovedo, Doyle Bramhall, Rosie Flores, and her brother. Maybe you've heard of him, director Robert Rodriguez. Originally from San Antonio, here's Patricia Vaughn, and as I said, the title track to Rattle My Cage. We'll be right back. That was Rattle My Cage, the song and album from Austinite Patricia Vaughn, who's originally from San Antonio. You may have seen her in the movies. Her brother is director Robert Rodriguez. What do you get when you combine voice, guitar, and a looping pedal in Studio 1A? You get Norwegian pop star Bernhoft. You don't want to miss this. Plus, we remember the Fruit Bats and the Trishes with a pair of live tracks. Britain's Laura Marling also gives us a couple of songs and tells us about her favorite Austin music experience. And we want to hear yours. We'll tell you how. Stay tuned. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a country dance hall that helped change rock and roll history. On November 11, 1938, the Cotton Club opened on the outskirts of Lubbock. At first, the owners booked classical music, hoping to draw an upscale crowd. However, they soon realized that most patrons wanted to hear country music. So the venue began featuring such popular country artists as Tex Ritter and Bob Wills. When rock and roll arrived in Lubbock in the 1950s, the Cotton Club booked Elvis Presley and Little Richard. Soon after attending both shows, a local teenager named Buddy Holly shifted his musical pursuits from country to rock and roll.
Oh, hell, the little things you say and do.
In 1958, the Cotton Club burned down. During the 1960s, local musician Tommy Hancock rebuilt the hall. The Cotton Club went on to host such prominent artists as Linda Ronstadt, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Waylon Jennings, and Joe Ely before finally closing in 1982. This week in Texas music history is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. It was announced this week that Antone's has been sold and will move back downtown. As Chad Swiatecki reported for the Austin Business Journal, the iconic Austin Club has been purchased by a group of investors that includes a National Geographic explorer and a founding member of the Dave Matthews Band. The club, which helped launch the career of Stevie Ray Vaughan, has moved more than a few times over the years. But TABC reports that alcohol sales have fallen roughly 30% since its most recent move to East Riverside Drive. The move back downtown is getting a lot of internet attention from all types of news outlets, including the New York Times, and shares on Facebook and Twitter hit the thousands. The new location hasn't been revealed yet, but allegedly plans are to have the new club up and running by South by Southwest. Austin's own The Octopus Project just announced more shows in Texas. The almost 15-year-old Indietronica band will be playing their last two shows of 2013 in the Lone Star State. The band will play Fitzgerald's in Houston on December 5th, and then on the 6th, they'll take over Austin's The Mohawk for a show with indie psych Austinites Telenovela and synth punkers Boris the Cane. More info on The Octopus Project Facebook page. Many say the city hasn't been the same since Austin legend and Texas music pioneer Doug Somm passed away in 1999. On the 14th anniversary of Somm's death, his legacy will be celebrated here in Groover's Paradise, as he called it, with a special event at the Cactus Cafe. Marsha Ball, Somm's guitar player Speedy Sparks, Texas Tornadoes drummer Ernie Durawop, and historian Joe Nick Patowski will gather for a Views and Brews session titled Doug Somm, All About the Groove, hosted by Jody Denberg. The evening will include a sneak preview of a proposed documentary on Sir Doug's colorful life. The event is free and kicks off at 7 Monday night, November 18th. First come, first seated. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Jody Denberg. We've got Laura Marling in Studio 1A coming up, as well as a dispatch from Fun 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 Fest, and a couple of goodbyes to bands that broke up recently. But first, let's head to Studio 1A for something more than a little bit unusual. Bernhoft is a name you might not recognize. I didn't recognize it till he visited Studio 1A, but he's a big deal in his native Norway, and he's starting to get some traction here in America. He's been on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. He was on Conan, he performed at Bonnaroo this past summer, and he makes his music with a looper pedal and then combines loops of voice, guitar, and hand claps. This is Bernhoft on the Austin Music Experience with Wind You Up.
I don't know who you've been listening to. I'll be appearing good to ladies.
Hey. 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 On Saturday, she asked, said I didn't know. See, ever since I saw you on the back of some guy's bicycle, I've been feeling kinda so-so. Girl, don't act so surprised, got that look in your life, as you can stop pretending. Yeah, I've been watching the movie all along, wondering if there was gonna be an ending. To the story, I guess I'll never know. See, I was running as fast as I could, saying the things I thought I should, but it was just a little too slow. Oh, so don't keep me guessing. I opened up the door, saw you both dressing, the words came out one after another. You should have been my high school lover. Oh, should have been mine. Oh, 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 oh, did you get the letters that I sent last summer? You asked again and again. Well, they've been piling up on the top shelf in my closet. Yeah, and I beat them every now and then. Got me feeling kinda stuck, like what the hell is going on? And tell me what is happening. Yeah, you've been acting like it too for far too long. It's okay, it's just kind of embarrassing. I've been sneaking, wondering just what I'll say. You turn around instead, you squinted, then you bled, and I was leaning back in the past. Elizabeth, don't keep me guessing. I open up the door, saw you were dressing, the words came out one after another. You should have been my high school lover. Oh, you should have been mine. Oh, oh, you should have been mine. Oh, oh, you should have been mine. Oh, oh, oh.
Don't you love it when you've been hearing a song in its full-blown version and then it's stripped down and you catch things you didn't catch before? I think that was the case there for Kayukas' live version of High School Lover. The California band played backstage with KUTX at Fun 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 Fest 2013, and in fact, we have a video of that performance on KUTX's YouTube page. And prior to Kayukas, the Norwegian singer and songwriter Bernhoft, but not a singer-songwriter like you might imagine with a guitar strumming away. Bernhoft has some loops and then overdubs some hand claps and his voice and guitar, and that's what you heard. Wind You Up, and believe it or not, that was recorded live in Studio 1A. Speaking of Studio 1A, it was full to the brim the other day when Laura Marling visited us. She's from England, and with only 4 releases to her name, she's already been nominated for 3 Mercury Prizes. And she's 23 years old. Let's hear a song from Laura Marling and then a little bit of interview as well. And she's going to share her Austin Music Experience, which you can do later in the program. Laura Marling on the Austin Music Experience, recorded live in Studio 1A with Master Hunter.
I am a master hunter. I cured my skin, now nothing gets in. Nothing, not as hard as a truck. You want a woman because you want to be saved. Well, I tell you that I got a little lot on my plate right now. You want a woman who'll call your name. It ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. I don't stare at water anymore. Water doesn't do what it did before. It took me in into the edge of insane when I only meant to swim. I nearly put a bullet in my brain when the rhythm took me in. I am a master hunter. You let men into your bed. Did they not know you were? They can't get into my head. They don't have a hope in hell. You see, the thing is, we are so alone, there's nothing we can share. You could get me on the telephone, but you won't keep me there. No, 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 you won't keep me there. Take me somewhere I can grow. Give me something and let me go. Tell me something I don't know, huh? I have some news. I have some news. This is what you think I do in life when I'm not being used. You're not sad, you live for the blues. You're not sad, you live for the blues. I have some news. Wrestling the rope from darkness is no kind of life that I would choose. I am a master hunter. I cured my skin. Now nothing gets you. Nothing, not as hard as it tries. I am a master. I am a master. I am a master hunter.
Hairs were standing up on the backs of necks and on people's arms when Laura Marling was singing that live in Studio 1A, Master Hunter, which is from her most recent album, Once I Was an Eagle, which we found out is a reference to Austin's Bill Callahan's album, Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle. Laura Marling talked to KETX's Jay Trachtenberg about a lot of stuff, including the unique process that went into creating Once I Was an Eagle.
So the new album is a solo album, where the other ones have you've been backed by a band. Why did you decide to do this one solo?
In an effort to just make it all a bit simpler. It was just me and Ethan Johns and Don Monks, who was engineering the record, because it was quite a complicated record to put together. In that it was, you know, it opened with a 20-minute track, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we needed some space in the studio.
So I understand that the way the songs appear in order on the album is how you actually wrote them.
Yeah.
Starting with the first to the last.
Yes, chronologically, yeah.
Was there a specific reason for that?
No, I mean, I could try and come up with a hearty reason for it, but it's just, I think I like the simplicity of that. It made sense as well, because... There's two tuning changes in this record, and they are, you know, that's just because the guitar I had in my flat at the time was in that tuning. So I like that kind of, that follows through the record. I have loved so many men, asking why. Why I go and change my mind overnight? They can't figure me out. They'll end themselves with doubt. Well, it's love that you sought, and I was taught not to give it away unless you're sure. What am I to do if I don't want to be alone? How can I be sure of what it is I don't yet know? I can't figure you out. I'll end myself with that. If it's love that I need, to love you have to bleed. I'm not sure I've got a drop to spare. Can you help me? Can you help me? Anything you've got is gonna help this penny dry. I'd near done believing when I found you, giving up the ghost of anything that love can do. I couldn't get out of bed, I was all up in my head. Well, it's love that I need, and to love you have to bleed. I'm not sure I've got a drop to spare. Can you help me? Can you help me? Anything you've got is gonna help this penny dry. I won't leave you in the night. I won't leave you asking why. If it's love that you need, your love is safe with me. Just don't go bleeding me dry. If it's love that you need, your love is safe with me. Just don't go bleeding me dry.
We love when artists come to Studio 1A and play unreleased material. That was the case with that song, Laura Marling, with something that'll most likely appear on her forthcoming album next year, the song Bleed Me Dry. Each week on this program, we ask somebody for their most notable Austin music experience. We'd love to get yours on the program, and I'll tell you how in a moment, but we got to talk to Laura Marling about her Austin music experience.
Hi, I'm Laura Marling, and this is my Austin music experience. I was on tour, I guess, this time last year, and I'd been traveling around the States for 3 weeks on my own, and I was picking up my friends, two friends, in Austin, and we were going to drive to Louisiana together. And I picked them up from the airport, drove them into town. They'd never been to Austin before, and we were on South Congress, and we went to like a food truck and got yummy vegan food. And then wandered across the street, and there was a covers band, like an old boy covers band playing. And they started playing the Box Tops, The Letter, which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
And it was just us, literally us, and, you know, maybe 40, 60-year-olds. And we were drinking margaritas and eating vegan wraps, and it was a good memory.
Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once or more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
I don't think I've ever seen a great cover of The Letter in an Austin club, but Laura Marling did, and it was her Austin music experience that she shared with us. We would love for you to share with us your favorite, most notable, unforgettable Austin music experience. Give us a call. We have a phone line set up just to record these. 1-800-535-5533. The Austin Music Experience Hotline. 1-800-535-5533. Give us a call, and we could be featuring you next week on this program. The Fruit Bats and the Trishas called it quits recently, and coming up, we take a look at both bands with a pair of live performances. Plus, Brooklyn's Antibalas bring their Afrobeat to the Four Seasons. Stick around. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We recently found out that two groups that we really like are calling it quits, so we thought we would acknowledge them and play some exclusive live music from them. In a moment, the Trishas from Austin, Texas, but right now the Fruit Bats, who are from Chicago. The group started out as a solo project for Eric D. Johnson about 13, 14 years ago, but over the course of 5 albums, they became more of a band. But now Eric D. Johnson, I must say, in Austin, says he'll keep playing as a solo musician and score some movies and do a little producing.
One.
The late Fruit Bats on the Austin Music Experience. This is called The Ruminant Band.
If you always give buckets of love, like little sad tad who was living on beetles and grub, had a blue-eyed love, loved an Indian girl, lived alone in the warm wet fields in his corner of the world. Like old Sam Banner lived with a murder crow. He had a crown of beans and a belt of wheat. Lived alone in the warm wet fields in a bed of mustard seed. Sweet Peter clapped for the ruminant band. Had a bit off tongue and a broken lung. Left alone in the warm wet fields on a moon and under sun.
Darling, it would end up like this. You're kissed by a fool and you're fooled like
That was the Austin Quartet, the Trishas, recorded live at one of Austin's best venues, the intimate Cactus Cafe here on the University of Texas campus, the song Little Sweet Cigars. And after two albums, the band, that includes Savannah Welch, daughter of songwriter Kevin Welch, has decided to focus on solo interests. It wouldn't surprise us if the Trishas got back together again someday. As for the Fruit Bats, much less likely. Chicago's Eric D. Johnson has already said he'll keep playing as a solo musician, he'll focus on scoring movies and producing, but the Fruit Bats are no more. We gave you a Studio 1A performance of the title track to their 2009 album, The Ruminant Band. And we're going to close out the hour with something amazing and mind-blowing, and I can't believe this is a live recording. It was done at the Four Seasons during Austin City Limits a year ago. This is the 12-piece Afrobeat band from Brooklyn called Antibalas.
You can get closer. There's a lot of space in front here. Don't feel free to fill up the spots. Get closer.
That was New York's Antiballis. They take their influence from Fela Kuti, and when they performed that song at the Four Seasons during Austin City Limits 2012, we weren't sure that all 12 of them would fit on stage, but they did, and they turned in that fine live recording. This is the Austin Music Experience, and I want to remind you, we want to hear your favorite Austin Music Experience, the one you can't forget, the one you posted on Facebook, the one you tweeted about, the one you told all your friends about. Let us know. Give us a call on the Austin Music Experience hotline. It's 1-800-535-5533, 1-800-535-5533. We would love to include you on next week's Austin Music Experience, a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek, and Jay Trachtenberg conducted the Laura Marling interview. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.